This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you're connecting with us, to us. It is so good to be with you. You're in the right place. Welcome to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com, two websites. Great broadcasts as usual. Coming up later, we have Perrier. I mean, this lady knows everything there is to know about bentonite clay. I cannot believe that one woman knows this much about bentonite clay, but she does. I guess she played in the dirt as a child, or maybe she ate dirt as a child. Man, I'll ask her that when she comes on. Did she eat dirt when she was a child? Of course, the clay product is just fantastic. Uncle Kevin will be showing up for a little while. We'll discuss news, current events, those kind of things. On hold now is somebody who is going to be a much bigger presence here at the Power Hour, and we're so excited. I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, I don't know how long it's been, we had a conversation. Hey, why don't I come on a regular basis? Why don't I contribute? I really dig your show. Been on for a long time with Joyce, going way back. Let's do something. I said, great, let's do it. So starting now, announcing now, our next guest, Daniel Estulin, is going to be coming on a regular basis. Daniel, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's wonderful to be on your show again. Thank you so much.
Yes, very good. Of course, Daniel's written the book, In the Shadows of a Presidency. Fantastic look at what's going on behind the scenes at Donald Trump's administration, what's at stake. World famous for all his Bilderberg information. His website is english.danielestulin.com, so be sure to check that out. When we have conversations, we go in all kind of different places, and some of the things off-air we've been talking about, I want to bring on-air. And pretty serious stuff. You have predicted correctly, you know, with fairly good rate of accuracy, trends, political trends, even Donald Trump's presidency, from your intelligence connections, what you do. What are you seeing around the bend here in America in the next 2-3 years that our audience really needs to know about?
Nothing really good. I mean, aside from the financial crisis, which is here and now, what we're seeing globally is the collapse of the Bretton Woods economic model. You know, it's been out there since 1944, but this is one of the trigger events. Civil war in America is right around the corner, and I was reading today in one of the newspapers that they've somehow passed or about to pass or introduce the this thing where the illegals allegedly going to be allowed to vote somewhere as a test case. And you know, when that happens, you're going down a slippery slope. But again, what basically it all comes down to on a conceptual level, because I'm a doctor of conceptual intelligence, meaning we create models that define or explain the future of humanity, and a lot of that stuff, you know, it doesn't matter how we get there, but, you know, we get there and we're always right. So some of the, if we're looking at the immediate triggers of the next financial crisis, well, for example, sovereign debt. The riskiest added today is sovereign bonds at abnormally low yields compressed by central bank policies. There's over $6.5 trillion in negative yielding bonds. The nominal and the real losses in pension funds will likely be added to the losses in other asset classes. But pension fund problem is not only America, it's global. In Spain, in France, in England, in Germany, and in Canada, it's an enormous it's a ticking time bomb. The incorrect perception of liquidity and values at risk, years and years of high asset correlation, and also synchronized bubble spearheaded by sovereign debt have led investors to believe that there's always a massive amount of liquidity waiting to buy the dips to catch the rally. And, you know, like so many fairy tales, we learn when we're kids that fairy tales are not true, okay? That little mothballs with eyes don't talk. They do in fairy tales, but the same happens in the real life, okay? This massive liquidity is just leverage. And when margin calls and losses start to appear in different areas, such as, for example, emerging markets, European equities, U.S. tech stocks, the liquidity that most investors count on to continue to fuel the rally, it vanishes. And why does it vanish? Because value at risk is also incorrectly calculated. What does that mean? When assets reach an abnormal level of correlation and volatility is dampened due to massive central bank asset purchases, which is what's happening in the United States and has been happening in Japan for a very, very long time, for decades. The analysis of risk and probable losses is simply ineffective. So when markets fall, they fall in tandem, as we're seeing globally today, yesterday, the day before yesterday, as much as they try to prop it up. The historical analysis of losses is contaminated by this massive impact of monetary policy actions in all these years. So when the biggest driver of asset price inflation to central banks starts to unwind or simply becomes part of the expected liquidity, like as I said before in Japan, the placebo effect of monetary policy on risky assets vanishes and losses pile up. So what we're seeing again globally is, you know, the synchronized trend of $4 quadrillion debt was simply cannot be ever paid off. So the question that most people ask is, what will the next financial crisis look like? And I can assure you, nothing like the last one we had 10 years ago. Everybody's talking about, you know, 2008, 2009. Contagion is much more difficult because there have been some lessons learned from the Lehman crisis back in 2008. There are stronger mechanisms to avoid a widespread domino effect in the banking system. When the biggest bubble is sovereign debt, the crisis we face is not one of the massive financial market losses and real economy contagion, but a slow fall in asset prices as we're seeing, and also the global stagnation, which means that, again, what we're looking at right now is a financial collapse of global proportions unlike anything we have ever seen. And if in 2008 the financial system had mechanisms and tools that they could have used to control the situation, liquidate certain things, but also make the economy healthier. Instead of that, they made the bubble 70% larger, and that brings us to today. You cannot pay off in any way, shape, or form $4 quadrillion debt, which includes bonds, stocks, housing, student debt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when you add it all up, the question is, how are you going to do this? And we've discussed this many, many times on the show. There are several ways out of the crisis. Global thermonuclear war is one, not some regional.
Let me, Let me interrupt. Let me interject there. Just to summarize, you're saying because the what would you say, the brakes have been put on the economy, so to speak, after 2008, the fail-safes have been put in place. Because those fail-safes are there, the danger now is not some great fall, immediate fall, but we are seeing a slow fall that hitting every one of these brakes, and the brakes are being put out after each one. So it's a different type of slow
just
burn.
Too many bubbles popping because, again, we are on the brink of total global collapse. It's like a patient on life support who is at any moment could have a seizure that'll basically kill him. The size of the global economic problem is of such magnitude that it simply cannot be resolved through government intervention. It might have been resolved, you know, by combined efforts of central banks and financial institutions back in 2008, but today, no, because again, the entire system is looking at a $4 quadrillion, that's 415 zeros, derivative bubble, along with all kinds of, you know, credit default swaps and all kinds of other exotic instruments. The global debt is about I don't know what it is today. I mean, the numbers are probably wrong. It's about $235 trillion, although it might be much higher. Nobody knows. It's about 325% of the world's gross domestic product. And again, you have $10 trillion of debt, which is bonds, securities, derivatives, et cetera, are negotiated and traded at negative interest rates. Now, think what that means. America's debt is like, you know, $22 trillion. I was just looking in my book on Donald Trump. When I was writing that book, it just came out like 6 months ago. I mean, I was writing it a year before that. The debt in America's debt was like $20 trillion. Now it's at $22 trillion. European banks are leveraged at 28 to 1. I was talking in my book about, you know, the European system. You know, you have five big European countries which have debt levels of over $1 trillion. England, Italy, Germany, France, and Spain. And then, again, I talked at length in my book about Italy, and most people don't even know what that is, and they couldn't care less. But the problem is, because it's global contagion, the domino effect is going to wipe out everybody because everyone is invested into everyone. You have, out of the 500 Italian banks, an Italian banking system is the oldest, one of the oldest systems in the world. So out of the 500 Italian banks, 114 top banks, that's from 1 to 114, they're bankrupt, including, you know, banks such as Monte dei Paschi di Siena, which has been around for like 500 years, Veneto Banca, Banco Popolare di Vicenza. These banks, you know, they're all bankrupt. In Germany, the Deutsche Bank, that's the biggest bank, they're now in talks, you know, merging with another big bank. Their gross derivatives exposure is about $45 trillion. Okay, so if you start adding what J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank have, they account for about 20% of total global derivatives exposure. I mean, you start looking at these numbers. I don't care if you're in the United States. I don't care if you're in China. I don't care where you are. But the problem is that this collapse is global. I think it was like 3 days ago. There's an interesting article came out of one of these, you know, oddball web pages that I read sometimes. And they were looking at some of the stuff in America. Farm loan delinquencies have hit the highest level in 9 years. Okay, the U.S. exports declined $4 billion during the month of December. You know, this is America's economy, which allegedly is doing well. You know, JCPenney is closing down a bunch of stores. Victoria's Secret is closing down a bunch of stores. And don't tell me Victoria's Secret is, you know, some weird, you know, oddball store. Everybody needs underwear. You know, I don't care what they look like. You know, Gap is closing like 250 stores. Payless shoe stores, I mean, they have them in Canada. They're closing all the, that's like 2,000 stores. If you kind of, you know, do, there's a page. You can follow all the shopping centers in America and the level of occupancy. Well, there's like about 40% disoccupancy level in America's shopping centers. And this isn't some, you know, voodoo economics. This is the reality. Tesla is closing all their physical sales location. You know, they just put one up in this huge shopping mall around the corner from where I live in Toronto. Well, you know, they had this, you know, opening ceremony, I think like in September. You know, I was there like 2 days ago. It's gone. It's no longer there. They've been there less than 6 months.
Wow.
Pepsi Cola is paying, you know, millions or gazillions of dollars in severance pay. That's Pepsi Cola. And then you look at some of the more important numbers, such as the Baltic Dry Index. For people who don't know what that is, it's like this is kind of, you know, the canary in the mine that basically tells you how all the shipping stuff works around the world. If you want to ship something from point A for point B, you go and look at the Baltic Dry Index. Well, that
hold that thought right there, Daniel. Hold that thought. We'll finish it on the other side. Stay tuned. More with Daniel Estlin, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
Let me talk to Daniel, please.
An item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys.
Hey, John, can I talk to Daniel?
I'm here.
817-989.
Okay, I can still see the feed. I can hear you.
At theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you like Daniel Estlin, which you guys do, you tell us you do, you'll love his new book and the different aspects of it and the what's going on behind the scenes in the shadows of a presidency. His website, english.danielestlin.com, you can check that out. Big announcement, he's going to be with us. He's going to guest host at least once a month, so we're very happy to have him on. We were talking about the economy, a big news story that we were going to talk about with my uncle later, but I'll bring it up now. Amazon, not only are Main Street businesses starting to contract, certainly the strip malls for sure, Amazon is even curtailing some of their shipping things that they're doing. You know, it used to be if you're a vendor, you just give it to them and they handle it. Now they're putting that responsibility back on the vendor and still wanting their cut of this deal. It's not just Amazon's killing everybody. Amazon's hurting too. This economy, you mentioned civil war. Are they tied together, civil war, economy, and what kind of time frame are we looking at?
They have to be tied because one of the things about war is that it writes out debts and responsibilities. That's why the elite, again, they love the Middle East. You have the Jews on the one side, and you have the Arabs and oil on the other. That's why the elite wanted Hillary Clinton in there because, you know, she would have had no qualms at all to show her masculinity by, you know, pressing the nuclear button and killing all of us. You see, what happens is that, you look at this, you know, even though the Federal Reserve pumped trillions of dollars into the financial system over the last decade, just remember, between 2008 and 2014, they printed $2.5 trillion out of thin air. That's more money than Russia earned by pumping gas and oil, which is natural reserves, out of its land. The American government just printed $2.5 trillion out of thin air. So the Federal Reserve, over all these years, has added $12 trillion to the national debt. The best that they've been able to do is to stabilize the system for a while. Now it is starting to sputter once again. And unfortunately, you can't paper this thing over. I was saying to you just before we went back on the air, between 1981, Reaganomics, and 2018, if you take out all these trillions, gazillions of dollars out of the equation. The real growth in America is 0%. Zero meaning nothing, nada, zilch, you know, zip. 0%. So no matter what American economists and presidents of the United States and all this fancy named, you know, individuals with fancy titles and big cars talk about, you take out the money they printed because they have this machine that prints money, which is why the liberal banking financier global elite, which includes both the Republicans and the Democrats, who oppose Donald Trump, who is the alternative system. They are, you know, dying to get at him, get rid of him, send him into outer space, and basically get back the White House. Not because, you know, Trump is politically corrupt and they're politically correct, but because they need to get their grubby little hands at the emission center, this little thing that prints money. Because, again, they have no other way out of the crisis. They have no way out of the crisis anyway. They're dead men walking. Okay? But basically, they think that if they can get rid of Trump and get back the White House, they can start printing money again, but it doesn't matter how much they print. Growth in the United States is zero. And unless they create a new economic model, something that they cannot do because the entire edifice of Western capitalism is based on Bretton Woods' economic model. And that model is now on its deathbed. And that's why, globally, I don't care whether you're in China, in the Middle East, in England, in France, in Spain, in Germany, in Italy, in Canada, in the United States, you know, in any nook and corner of the galaxy, you're seeing the same financial, economic, political, and social problems. Because the entire global economy, which is globalized and interlocked, because once, between 1944 and 1991, you had two models, socialist Soviet and capitalist Western. But when they merged in 1991 into this global system, it became interlocked globally, which means one thing collapses, the entire thing collapses, which is what we're seeing right now. And that's why the United States is having the same kinds of problems China is having. Although China's economic model is very different, they're having the same problems. And that's global.
Okay.
What's going to cause the final collapse? I don't know. Nobody knows.
All
but
right.
You can't get out of this.
Let me ask you about technology, because the idea that, you know, maybe we come up with some cold fusion or some crazy thing, well, is that possible for some free energy? Would that help us get out of this, or could it possibly?
Well, nothing is free, okay? I mean, if it was free, it would be wonderful. Well, there was an article the other day, and I can't remember where I saw it. They're talking about going to the moon and mining helium-3, which is an isotope. And again, this isn't much of a surprise to me. Back in 2013 or 14, I published a book called Trans-Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction, with my American publisher, Trinity Press, Chris Milligan. And in that book, we talked about, you know, this Earth-Moon-Mars project, which is basically, you know, Earth-Moon, that's one generation, and Mars, that's two generations. It's a problem of infrastructure, because, again, the thing of building stuff on the moon is vastly easier and less expensive than, you know, it would be here on Earth. And so
we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Okay.
More with Dana Leston, thepowerhour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says it's hard to believe the tornado damage in Lee County, Alabama. Trump got an aerial view of the destruction by a helicopter shortly after Air Force One touched down at Fort Benning, Georgia. Meanwhile, the first funerals are being held today for nearly two dozen people who were killed by Sunday's powerful twister. 23 Republicans voted against an anti-hate resolution that did end up passing, though, in the House of Representatives. One of those Republicans was Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas. He joins Fox News and explains why he voted against the bill.
We didn't address it. We just generally said, basically we were against hate, except maybe not the kind of hate of a Democrat that hated Republicans and tried to kill a number of them, shot Steve Scalise now, the violence against Trump supporters.
U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson has decided to resign, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Gentlemen, Kassinger was on at the interview about the Bone Active Oil. Very important. 10% off at the Power Mall, the Bentonite Clay. Of course, Perrier will be on to talk about that. Himalayan sea salt. Or not sea salt, just Himalayan salt. This is look, there's Himalayan salt you buy at Walmart, and then there's this. It's completely different. Check that out. And all the other fine products, the Living Stream, Carbon 60, Mother Earth Minerals, the Cardio Miracle, of course, the Strauss Heart Drops, which is one of our big sellers. So check that out over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. If for some reason you don't want to buy anything, you want to support us, look, we can use your donations. We use your help. We use your support. We don't get the check from the IMF. The IMF and the United Nations is not bringing a check. we get checks from you. So please support us if you want to continue to hear people like Daniel Esslin bring this groundbreaking information. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. Thank you, thank you, thank you from all of us here. Getting back to Daniel, during the break, let me set the stage here. We were talking about this collapse, and this isn't just Daniel Esslin talking. Of course, John Whitehead was on. The Pentagon's predicting some societal thing, you know, in the near future here. Tell me what you told me during the break. Tell our audience about Russia, China, South America, Europe. They're all planning for what?
No, you can't make me. what I said was is that the Russians, the Chinese, European, South American countries, they're drawing up contingency plans for America post-Civil War. I mean, it's absolutely inevitable. When diplomacy fails, you have to, you know, to take up arms and solve the issue militarily. It's been this way throughout history. I'm not, you know, discovering something or saying something that you didn't know about. And what we're seeing in America today, and also globally, but especially because we're talking about the United States, we're talking about two radically different positions. Okay, it's not even a question of the right and the left. Because, again, those who are allegedly on the right, such as the Bushes, they also voted for Hillary Clinton, who allegedly is the left, but they're not the left. Just simply they represent a, you know, model now on its deathbed, which is the liberal banking financier, Bretton Woods economic model. That no longer works. We are where we are, and everybody is vying for position. And the only way to get out of this, okay, because diplomacy doesn't work. All the stuff you're seeing right now, you can call it, you know, low-intensity war, and it is, but it's not hot war. Right now, it's hybrid warfare. And what Americans are used to is seeing wars in far-off, distant lands when these funny-looking people with slippers and, you know, bed sheets on their head running around screaming, making funny noises. Well, that's coming home to America. Not that these funny people in slippers are going to come home to America, but America is getting ready to fight each other. The, you know, the gloves are coming off. You have 300, what is it, 60 million arms in the United States? What is it, like 6 quadrillion, you know, pieces of ammunition? There's no way to solve what you're at right now. You're at, they had two systems collapsed. You have one system trying to get this guy out of the White House because he is the alternative project. And this guy who is in the White House is doing everything in his power to stay in power. Except that the entire system, globally, International Monetary World Bank, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, financial institutions, banks, you know, rating agencies, Federal Reserve, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're all part of the liberal banking order. So they're all working together diligently to get Trump out of the White House. But the people behind Trump have worked very hard to actually get him, not him, but get someone who represents their project in the White House. The last time the industrialists, you know, we actually did something to try to get their men to control the system was back in, you know, pre-World War II with Adolf Hitler, who was a project of the industrialists. I'm not saying at all Donald Trump is Hitler or Donald Trump is Nazi. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is the same people, the industrialists, who are fighting these, the financiers who lost the First and the Second World War, meaning the Rockefellers beat the Rothschilds both in the First and the Second World War. Now they had a chance, beginning in 2008, to get someone who would represent them. And as I said many times, Donald Trump is not a person. He's an alternative project, a project of an alternative group of elitists. The
is
same
that
as
project
in Venezuela, this self-proclaimed president, Guaido, okay? He's not a person. He's a project of the Jesuits. And that's what we're looking at right now. And yes, there will be civil war between 2019 and 2020 sometime, I don't know. But Russians at a very high governmental level, Chinese at a very high government, these aren't some conspiracy theories who are sitting at home, you know, eating cookies or peanut butter sandwiches and talking about this stuff. I'm talking about high-level government operatives. I know, I worked with them, I know who these people are. They are working out contingency plans, what will happen when this happens. Not if,
okay,
but when.
All right, let me ask a couple questions. One, you say time frame 2020. is what's the percentage of that? Could it go longer? Could it? Could we avoid? You know, is there what percentage?
I mean, I don't know what's going to be the trigger event. I don't know if somebody's going to get killed on one side or the other, and somebody's going to say, "This is the last straw. Let's go at it." I don't know. But again, the point is, you're reaching a point where the two systems or the two groups in the United States hate each other and despise each other so much.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter what you do, politically, economically, socially. It's not even a question of Republicans or the Democrats. You're seeing the infighting on every level of society, okay? They're at each other's throats. And so it's going to get to the point, because on a supranational level, above the presidents, above prime ministers, above Congress and Senate, where the people who run things from behind the scenes conceptually, they're going to say, we got to get this done. And there's only one way to get things done, and that's war.
Okay. Is the Trump experiment, is it failing?
It's a very difficult question to answer. It's not a yes or a no. For one very simple reason, Trump is a project. He's not an experiment. What you're seeing is the financial system is in a mode of collapse. It no longer works. Globalization is dead. This model of capitalism is dead. Because, as I said, between 81 and today, there's zero growth in America if you take all the money out of the equation that they just simply printed out of thin air. They need to come up with a new economic model. But that's very difficult. Because what you're seeing right now, you're seeing the final stages of the end of the Yalta Agreement world. The world of borders, the world of countries, the world of constitutions, the world of laws, the world of, agreements which were made on a diplomatic level, because you're seeing what the government is doing right now. Every agreement that they've signed, they're breaking, which means that that model is now dead. To come up with an alternative model, it's not like going to McDonald's and asking for a burger that they take out, the freezer and whip it on the grill, and in 30 seconds you have your burger. It takes a long time to come up with a new Yalta or new Bretton Woods, years. And again, remember, Bretton Woods was put together by the winners of World War II. We don't have a winner today because we don't know who's going to win. And that's why you need a war, to settle it. Only the winner can dictate the terms and conditions of final surrender. And until you have that, you're gonna have to go at it. There's simply no way out of it. It's like 2 + 2. So is Trump a failure? Trump has done a remarkable job. Actually, going against the entire system and dismantling it one block at a time. Again, remember, Trump's enemies are Hollywood, Silicon Valley, the intelligence agencies, mainstream media, the financial sector, Washington's bureaucracy, Wall Street. These are his enemies, okay? And he's, done a very good job dismantling each and every one of these institutions, be it, Hollywood, be it Silicon Valley, the intelligence agencies, the same with Hollywood and financial institutions. But again, it's continuous. It's at them 24/7. And the reason is very simple, because they understand the liberals are still going to lose, okay, because their model is dead. I don't care what they do. They can't save it, okay? There's nothing they can do to save the system. It's dead. But what they have, okay, if you're looking at a card game, they have a black joker, meaning that they can destroy the financial system. In the last, instance, if they're seeing that the thing is lost, they will destroy the financial markets. And they will do it voluntarily as a kind of, self-preservation thing. I'm going to kill myself, which is what the terrorists do, okay, who wear, a terror belt and, with explosions and blow themselves up and kill everyone around them. They're willing to do that if they have to, okay? They're fighting for their lives, literally, because whether it's before on a supranational level, these elite groups can get together and divide the world amongst them. There's simply not enough for everybody today. Which is why only one can survive. And that's what we're seeing today. Fight for survival of groups who can never, ever again agree to disagree.
I agree. I agree with you. I don't think there is no reconciliation in so many levels of our society. We're coming on a break here in about 20 seconds. Our audience is probably like, their countenance just fell in the last 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, this is Friday. I need to call my psychiatrist. Okay.
Stay right there on the other side. Is there good news from this? Is there hope?
We can go to the moon.
Yeah, that's, jeez. If that's our solution, God Almighty, Daniel. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. One more segment with Daniel Estlin. English.danielestlin.com. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What happens to a nation that miraculous, whatever word you want to attach to it, rises itself up and puts itself on a pedestal in all the world and creates an environment where the individual rules, where law protects a divine stature, where creationism and explosion of ingenuity occurs. And then over so many years, that gets whittled away, corruption, deception, what have you. And now we're to the point where the almost the only solution, or the only solution they're going to tell us, is that, well, you just got to give up all your rights and let somebody decide this for you because it's going to be so chaotic. I mean, can't you see that that's the message that we're having right now? It's so troubling. Daniel, let's go to China for a minute. This social credit score and technology, the technocracy, it scares the heck out of me. I'm concerned. Discuss China's social credit score. What don't we understand about that here in the West?
Well, I don't know how much people know even what that is. You know, this system, the social credit system, was conceived back in the 1990s, and the Chinese government has been experimenting with, you know, the current form of the social credit system, especially with the rise of artificial intelligence and better abilities to actually calculate things. They've been at it since about 2014. And so citizens have points, for example, deducted from their score for breaking the law, you know, some other minor offenses like walking the dog without a leash, or having the dog like pull on the sidewalk. So the system is only effective today, you know, in certain areas. I think it's about 30 cities, you know, run by local officials. But the Chinese government wants to have it implemented across the entire country by about the year 2020. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff, misconceptions about it in the West. People have to understand, first, I'm not supporting it. I'm just explaining it, that in the West, people tend to see the world as you know, through the eyes of a Western individual. But West has its own system. It's very, very different from the East. I mean, China, which has been there for 5,000 years, a stable working society for 5,000 years. That's Eastern despotism. It has nothing to do with liberal values, with human rights, with individual rights, with law and order. It's a different society based on different kinds of principles. If you have an entire society that understands the world the same way, you don't need laws. Okay, it's a system that works on a different level. So what happened at Davos, for example, in January in Switzerland, George Soros, and that's how this whole thing, you know, blew up and then everybody's talking about this, he discussed China's social credit system. Now remember, Switzerland is one of the vilest examples of Orwellian control in the world. It's Tavistockian society. I know everybody thinks of Switzerland as beautiful mountaintops, beautiful photographs, but underneath, you know, it's a filthy, disgusting, despicable culture. I know I was stationed there for 4 years. So Soros, with his idea of an open society, as he calls it, as a democratic standard for the development of mankind, designed to replace the closed traditional societies, in his speech at Davos Economic Forum in January, called China the most dangerous opponent of liberalism. And why did he say that? Because, as Soros said, control tools developed via artificial intelligence give the inalienable advantage of totalitarian regimes over an open society. Now, Soros was referring to this social credit system, SCS, developed in People's Republic of China, to be fully operational in the year 2020, and according to Soros, will subordinate the fate of an individual to the interests of a one-party state in unprecedented ways. This is what Soros said. Now, again, in 2018, the system worked in about 30 cities in China. The content for it is digital print of a person. In other words, through the system, a citizen is identified in the entirety of the social, psychological, and also biological properties of an individual in a cascade of ratings of groups and teams as an integral management system. Because, again, China is not a society of individuals, but rather a society based on common good, common wealth. So what basically that allows you is to rebuild the society and avoid stagnation and also crisis in a self-learning automatic mode, thereby making the Chinese society a common good, an order of magnitude more efficient than the Western liberalism of human rights. Now, so basically what happens is that in this credit system, money, asset ownership, and membership in some kind of an elite clan, kind of like who do you know to get ahead, it loses its, you know, social special placing which excludes the consolidation and also inheritance of privileges. In other words, if you are the son of or the daughter of Kim Kardashian, it's not going to make much difference to an artificial intelligence that calculates your credit rating. So moreover, being a member of an elite can also be reviewed by artificial intelligence if one of the members of the clan commits a crime. So as a result, society is transformed into an ethical system with an absolute priority for collectivism. Now, I know you're going to say that this is horrible. It is horrible if you're in America. East is different. It's a society that has been around for a very long time. It's common good of everybody working together. What's the advantages and disadvantages of that? Each system has its own advantages and privileges. But what's important in the Chinese society is that when you look at the clan systems, it's like, imagine in America you have a family member, okay, who is a cocaine addict, and everybody knows about it. It's the stigma of having a family member who's a cocaine addict. It's kind of a bad thing. Well, in China, it's worse, because it's not only a family. It's not mother, father, brother, sister, grandmother. It's the entire generation or generations of people working together, living together, contributing together. So any kind of a negative social stigma affects a very large group of people. And what they're doing is by having this far more conscientious society, not based on the rule of law, which can be bought and sold if you have a good lawyer, but on a different set of values, makes this system a very dangerous tool from a Western point of view, because the West has, and I'm finishing, finally realized that this fully, you know, what was discussed at Davos, the main thing, in the words of Soros, is the mortal fear of a Western elite of impending doom. That is why, you know, Soros and others are scared of the world that, with the Chinese digital, as he calls it, totalitarianism, while in reality, society is already at the total online surveillance. And again, the difference is significant. The West falls into digital slavery of the kingdom of the Antichrist with the construction of a society of transhumanism, while China acquires the evolutionary status with the creation of a community of the same fate.
Is there any hope out of it? So you're saying we need to get ready to fight for our beliefs, our heritage. I mean, really, we're about ready, life or death right now, to fight
it's
for
life
America.
Or death right now. People better realize it. There are two questions that people have to ask. Why am I alive? And in the name of what am I prepared to die? And I'm very serious. Everybody who's listening to this interview, make sure you have very clear answer to these questions. Why are you alive? Okay? To consume? I hope not. And number two, in the name of what are you prepared to give your life? You answer those questions, we're going to be okay.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's very profound what you just said. I'm very moved, as always. Daniel, it's a pleasure. We're going to have you on, you know, two or three times a month. You're going to guest host one time. I'm blown away by your analysis and just having you here. Just thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Whew. I got to go to the bathroom after that. Let me take a break, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, we'll see you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.